Hello, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, man?
Good. Who's this?
This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call back.
Hey, how you doing, Evan? I was waiting for you to call.
Yes, sir. I just got out of a long, long meeting. I was not expecting it to go that long. I appreciate you taking my call, though.
No, it's not a problem, man. So I talked to my partner, and I think I'm good to do that, yeah.
Perfect.
240?
Yes, sir. 249. All right. Let's get it rolling. What are your hours of operation looking like?
Basically Monday through Saturday. You can put like 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. is good.
Perfect.
And then Sundays just do like 12 to 5.
Right. And you don't need to be licensed and insured for this, do you?
No. We're going to we'll have our insurance here shortly, but we don't do jobs over 30,000, which is North Carolina. South Carolina is like 27 or something. So we're usually good with that.
Okay, great. That's no problem at all. And David, we're going to market you for everything that you offer, but within that, we're also able to throw a focus on specific, like, specialties if you have them, or, like, just jobs you prefer doing that are your money makers. Do you have anything like that in mind?
Like flooring, kitchen, and bathroom remodels, and deck renovations. And then we also work with like a lot of realtors on pre-sale. I call it making the canvas blank, but we go in and just basically clean the house up, paint it white or light gray or something like that, and fix everything so they can sell it. We've had real good success with that. So
yeah, that pre-sale preparation.
Yeah, pre-sale prepping would work, something like that.
Yeah, we can definitely find you some of those. I've had some previous clients that we've helped out with that. It's good money because when you get one, you got several that they'll take care of, and they'll just—it's a good repeat customer to have. It's also pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we specialize. We got two. We got one that specializes with like senior citizens on their like downsizing and changing locations and stuff. She does a lot of business for us, and then we also do one that basically specializes in, like nice luxury townhouses and more like upscale multifamily, but it's, you know, single family, but multiple in a building, so to say.
Gotcha, like the multiplexes.
Yeah. Yeah, townhouses and condos, stuff like that. That's what she does.
And you do commercial as well, right?
Yeah. We actually contract already with all the Family Dollars in Charlotte, which is local from Charlotte, so it works pretty well.
Perfect. All right. Now, as for, it's all the greater Charlotte metropolitan area, right? All of Charlotte?
Yeah, all of Charlotte, surrounding, and then upstate South Carolina.
Okay, in that upstate area, is there any specific cities that you have in mind that we can target?
It's like Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Lancaster. Those are usually the big ones.
Great. This would be a great idea of what we're working with.
Yeah, because today I literally paused my bill for Yelp today, so that worked out just fine.
Perfect, man. Yeah, we'll take care of that for you, no problem. David, I have your first name here. What is your last name?
It's Jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N. And then Michael Andrew Parker is my partner.
Would you like him to be added as like an authorized user on this?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's J-A-S-E-N, right, for your last name?
J-A-N-S-E-N, Jansen.
Okay, perfect. And then what's his last name again? First name Michael and then last name?
Yeah. Parker.
Parker.
Right. Or you might do Andy Parker, too, just because that makes sense for the Handy Andy, so.
Okay. Perfect. And what's his phone number? That way I have it on file in case he calls in.
It's 704-835-6358.
Perfect. I got him as an authorized user. Shouldn't have a problem with calling in.
All right.
And for the billing address for this, what's a good one for you?
You can use mine for now. It's 3228 Queensland, one word. And that's court. And it's 29707. It's Indian land, but it probably pop up as Fort Mill.
Yeah, it's popped up as Indian land, no problem.
Sweet.
And give me one moment.
Sometimes I get mail and it'll say Indian land with parentheses, not Fort Mill. But we were part of like a different county when I bought here, and then we were annexed into a different county and it changed everything, but we still come up Fort Mill, even though that's not Fort Mill's in York. Yeah, it's like that's York County and we're in Lancaster County now, so.
Interesting. Yeah. And the name of the city changed with it.
Yeah, and it still comes up like probably 70% of the time is Fort Mill, and now it's slowly becoming better about it on like a lot of the, you know, online stuff that I start putting my address in, it'll usually pop up Indian land now, but still 50-50 on a lot of them.
Perfect. Now, all right, I got that discount applied. For this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
You can just do my debit card. It's fine.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
All right, it's 4482-6175-3063-0904. So when I pause my Yelp account, are you guys going to be able to unpause that, or what do I need to do about that?
Yeah, we'll just get the credentials and take care of the rest for you. We'll just get that managerial access, and you won't have to worry about the pausing and unpausing or anything like that.
Okay, I just don't want it, like, because I have a bunch of ads and stuff up, and it pauses other stuff. No, I just want to make sure that they still keep going, because that definitely drove a lot of business for us. Sure. The expiration is 10/28. And then the number is 949.
Thank you. Now, Dave, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of this type of marketing and the amount of traffic it attracts, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is a little bit up there. So what we want to
That's
do is
fine. Prevent. We get them.
Yeah, we want to prevent anything malicious happening on our end, though. So we set up something like a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you can verify by asking them this question, which we would immediately answer. Now, for that, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
I'll do my first pet's name just because they don't need to know where I was born or my mom's name. Oh, it's Maud, like the actor, M-A-U-D-E.
Maud.
Fucking vicious cat, bro. God, I hated that cat.
Oh, man. It's one way or the other with cats, man. You either love the hell out of them or you're just like, my God, that was a demon son.
Yeah, plus I was a kid, so that motherfucker hated me. But I'll never forget it.
All right, so there's one. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Yeah, there's just one thing I have to do before I can actually process this payment. It's called our voice verification script, and David is essentially going to outline the whole entire service agreement. It's recorded for quality assurance. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. Now, I'm going to start that, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's good, man.
Perfect.
Hey, yeah, right. With the recording my voice and stuff.
No. No, we're not going to do that. It's just for protection and just to outline everything. But go ahead and start it. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Yeah, it's Handy Andy's and Handy MD.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
It's David Jansen, and I'm the owner or partner.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Cool. Yep.
Perfect. Now, if you could, Dave, pull out your phone contacts for me. I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. You're going to save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you are ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. That's going to be 877-635-6225.
All right. Gotcha.
Great. And do you agree to be, I'm sorry?
You guys have like a email or anything?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be just support@localsplash.com. You can also just text that number too, and we'll get back to
okay.
you.
Okay, that'll work.
And do you agree to respond to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I guess. It depends on what it is, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's just letting us know if you hire on anyone to do any digital marketing for you. You let us know so we can accommodate it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, because okay, I'm on Nextdoor as well, so.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, February 28th, 2025, in the amount of $249.
All right.
When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
All right. And that number is available on your site?
That number is the one I just typed in, Dave.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't look at it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. All right. Just making sure. I was like, oh, okay. Wait a second. This is two numbers here.
Yeah, it's an important number, but I made sure you got it, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and start processing that. And great, man. I want to be the first, Dave, to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a great move to help you all thrive and just overall be a long-lasting relationship. Now, there's just two things we need to do. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. There's two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can schedule your client interview.
All right. Let's see. I didn't get a text from you, though.
I could try resending it to you.
She's going to turn up my spam, maybe. Nope, not one. I got my email open to something else on my phone. I don't want to close it out.
I just resent that text to you.
All right, thank you. You sent it to the 957 number?
I'll send it to your 95. I think I accidentally sent it to Michael.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell?
All right, there we go. Should have sent it to you.
Oh, there it goes. All right. Change that mobile number. You should have just got it. Again.
Perfect. Thank you for taking care of that for us. Let's see here. So we don't have any client interviews for the rest of the week because we don't work on the weekends and we're literally my last call of the day. But we're wide open next week. Any time and date particularly works for you?
Probably again on Friday. Towards the end of the day, it would be good just because I don't know what I have. I mean, I got stuff going on in the beginning of the week, so the end of the week is probably more open.
Okay.
What's my username?
So they'll set that up with you, like on the client interview. The username itself is going to be your phone number, personal phone number, and then they'll set up that password with you.
Password. Okay.
And
well, then... Why don't we do it Monday morning?
Monday morning?
Yeah, that way I can get in there faster.
Perfect. And how would a 10 o'clock call Monday morning work for you?
That'll be good.
Okay, perfect. And we should use this phone number, the 704-957-4941. That's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
Okay, let me go ahead and schedule that for us. One moment. All right. Well, Dave, we are all good to go. I have you scheduled for that client interview first thing Monday morning. And I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting it. But otherwise, we are all good to go, man. Again, congratulations and welcome to the team. I think this is going to be a great move for you, man.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm hoping it's going to free up some of my time doing my own online stuff, and that way I can just focus on growing, you know, I'll take that time and put it towards something else, and that'll help our business, so it'll be good. And hopefully, I want to see the difference in the calls and the leads and stuff, so hopefully it works out well, man, and I'm looking forward to it. So
for sure man, I can't wait to see it. I'll call you up Monday and we'll get everything rolling. You have a good weekend.
All right, you do the same. I appreciate your time, man. You have a good weekend as well.
Thank you, Dave. Talk to you later.
Take it easy.
Bye.
All right, bye.